The Senate Community and Regional Affairs to order. Today is, what is today? January 30th. It is 3:30 p.m. on the dot. We are at full strength today, and that is that we have Senators Gardner, Senators McKinnon, Senator Stedman, Senator Hoffman, myself, Senator Bishop, and I'd like to recognize Ann Krekelberg on Senate Records, and Ben Manley, our teleconference moderator, and John Manley from my office. We know the cell phone drill. We have one returning Senate bill on our agenda today. That would be Senator Kelly's SB 125, extending the termination date, sunset date for authorization of ADA bonds for the Fairbanks Liquefied Natural Gas Project. We have a number of Alaskans who would like to testify today, and we still have a committee substitute consider, which makes changes to the bill title. Senator Stedman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the draft CS for 30LS1004-0 for discussion purposes.
Thank you. Discussion from committee members on moving the CS? Okay. Any we're open for public testimony now at this time. We didn't close from last week. We had some invited testimony, and Joe Moe Stewart's here today in person. And I'm going to go offline and take some testimony that's online that's not in the room here. So these phones, people are people are on the phone waiting. And for the committee's information and the public, the CS is adopted before the committee. No objections. So, all right, Bryce Ward, Mayor, City of North Pole. Testimony. You want to testify, Mr. Ward?
Yes, thank you for the opportunity to speak to the committee today. I'm just here to voice my support for the bonding extension, extension of the bonding authority for the IEP, and just let everyone know that it is a critical component to being able to build out the project as far as we can to reach as many people. North Pole's right in the middle of that, and that project is critical not only for the effects that it would have on reduction of costs, but also to help improve the air quality that we have out here in North Pole as well. So appreciate the opportunity to speak on behalf of Extension of the Bonding Authority.
Mayor Ward, thank you for your testimony. Any other comments? If not, we'll move on to the next city mayor, Jim Matherly.
Good afternoon. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yes, sir, Mayor Matherly. Your floor is yours.
Thank you very much. I'm doing great. I want to echo what Mayor Ward just said. I also am in support of the bonding extension. Last night at our city council meeting, we passed a resolution, number 4823. It is unanimously passed by the city council. It says a resolution in support of Senate Bill 125, an act relating to the financing and issuance of bonds for a liquefied natural gas production system and natural gas distribution system. For all of the same reasons that Mr. Ward cited already, I couldn't have said that better. Air quality, better for the interior, better for our long-term goals for affordable energy for the interior. So we overwhelmingly approve and sponsor this and support it.
Thank you, Mayor Matherly.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Next is Mr. John Cook, Airport Equipment Rentals, Fairbanks. Are you there, John?
Yes, Chairman Bishop. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Chairman Bishop. I serve as CFO for Airport Equipment Rentals, Inc., and two affiliated entities, J&J Development and JJS Development. LLC, which are wholly owned by Jerry Sather. I'm CFO for all of those entities. I, too, would like to support our or express our support for SB 125 to extend the bonding authority in addition to the benefits it will provide to our operational business, which is the largest equipment leasing company in Alaska. We are also a one of the larger real estate development companies in Fairbanks, and in particular, box store developers in Fairbanks. Commissioner, or Senator, I don't know if you can recall me sending you a letter back when you were Commissioner of Labor in 2008 telling you how were it only for the supply of natural gas, we'd have more big box retailers in Fairbanks. And, you know, here we are 10 years later, and we're on the way to to finally realizing that dream. Construction of the storage facilities is underway. But the same requirement by these box stores to provide natural gas that existed in 2008 still holds true today. So, you know, from our perspective, these box stores provide affordable goods and jobs to people in Fairbanks. You know, the closure of Sam's Club, I think, has highlighted how important competitive, you know, retailing is to this community and how critical it is not only to Fairbanks but to the Bush communities that Fairbanks services. So we would like to see this project. We're getting close to the finish line. We'd like to see it through to completion, and we look forward to the support of the entire committee and the legislature, frankly, to make this happen. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Seeing no questions from my committee member, one last person to testify is our North Star Borough Mayor, Carl Castle. Mayor Castle? Mayor Castle.
Yes, Senator Bishop, thank you very much.
Floor is yours.
Hello?
The floor is yours.
Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it very much. I'll keep it real short. I just wanted to echo what the previous commenters had said. This is so important to our community. I felt I'd be negligent if I didn't let you know that I was on board with everyone else. This is really critical for us, and the project would just halt if we do not get the opportunity to extend this bonding authority. So wholeheartedly support it, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Excuse me, Mayor Castle. Committee members, is anyone, I don't see anyone else in the room wishing to testify. We do have an ADA representative here, Jomo's here. You testified last week, sir. Anything else you'd like to have this time to put on the record? Very good. Any questions for ADA while Mr. Terrio's in the room? Okay. Right, with that being said, we're going to close public testimony. I just have a little bit of an update. This weekend when I did get home, I did go by the South Fairbanks storage tank facility where the existing tanks are, and I'm happy to report that the contractor, Great Northwest, is moving along, and excavation is happening, and backfill is happening as we speak for the new tanks. It looks to be progressing well. So, all right. Any further discussion from committee members? Seeing none, Senator Stedman?
Mr. Chairman, I move CS for Senate Bill 125 as amended from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
And attached zero fiscal note.
Zero fiscal note.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Any other comments before we adjourn? And I would like to just make one comment for committee members today. Our Thursday meeting has been canceled, so you could free up your calendar for other state business. Seeing no further business here today, we are adjourned at 3:38.